100 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m. Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m. Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m. Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m. Prayer, Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Stand to your feet. Turn your Bibles to Psalm number 119. Verses 9, 10, and 11. Psalm 119, 9, 10, and 11. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you now for this time of hearing from you. Cause us to hear with our inner ear, our spiritual ear, the words that you are speaking to us through your Spirit. We praise you, Lord God, for these young men, our scouting program, and all those who are connected with guiding them and guarding them and leading them to higher heights, both morally and spiritually, and in many other ways to help them to become well-rounded young men. We praise you and we thank you, Lord God, for your people as well, that this world will do likewise for them, that they will seek the wisdom of your word, the guidance from your word, the understanding of your word. So we ask even now that your Spirit will minister to each and every one of us underneath the skin, right where the reality of our decisions and choices are made. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And the people of God said, amen. God bless you. Psalm number 119, verses 9, 10, and 11.
Psalms 119, verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Verse 10. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart, yes, that I might not sin against thee.
Amen. 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 Let the church say amen as you're seated.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. As David is reminding the people of God, the children of God, the young men of God, as he is now an older believer. He was once young, but at this point he's older. He has a reference not only to the word, but to the experiences in the world that he himself has journeyed through. He's giving insight. He's giving understanding, and he's giving inspiration to the young men to help them understand that this world will tarnish you. This world will cause you to make bad decisions, by its bad influences, by its bad examples, by its bad temptations. And if you are not careful, you will find yourself living a life that's been ruined by the badness of this world. One of the things that is so helpful for us to understand is this modern world in which we live. How many young men with possibility, potential, opportunity, talents, gifts, et cetera, have been destroyed because of the choices they've made, by the company they've kept, by the influences that they thought were good because it looked good on the surface, but the reality was it was a detriment to the soul. And back in the day, even when I was coming up, older folk guided young men. Didn't have to be your daddy, your granddaddy. Didn't have to be your uncle. Just men in the community. If they saw you doing something wrong, they'd tell you, hey, son, don't do that. That's not right. You know, they and if they didn't know you, they'd ask, who are your people? Then they have to tell you, boy, if your daddy knew, your granddaddy knew what you were doing, he'd tighten your hind up there. They got on, and then they let you know, listen, you come from a better stock than that. And back then, it really did take a village to raise a child because you were concerned not only about your child, but about everyone's child. You saw a young girl going wrong. You tried to straighten up her ways. You tried to tell her about respecting herself so that others can respect her. You tried to make clear that the way of the world was a life of detriment. And so here David shares the experiences that he has had as a young man making decisions and doing things that, again, needed to be corrected by the Word of God. So listen at the question that it asks again in verse 9. Rita?
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way?
Listen. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Now, the question is simply stated that if you weren't dirty, you wouldn't need to cleanse your way. But a whole lot of folk don't understand that they don't think they're dirty when they're looking at the dirt. They're surrounded by the dirt, by their minds filled with dirt. Their activities are filled with dirt. It's just a part of the dirtiness that they know. It isn't until you've been cleansed that you can recognize the dirt. Have I got a witness in the house? It's not until you know right and you try to do right that you're able to recognize wrong. You know, that again, fathers used to help their sons to do the right thing, try to teach them to go the right way, be the right young man, dress right, talk right, speak right, live right, make right choices. But now today it is as if we let the children rear themselves. I've never seen so many children talking back to their parents as I have in this year, in this time, and in this day. You know, I was in the mall the other day, and a young child was talking to his mother. I wanted to smack him myself. Like, you let him talk to you like that? But listen, this is how it's so bad. They'll let the child talk to you, talk to them
anyway, and if you try to tell them, they'll get mad with you rather than the child. Teachers trying to teach them can't teach because they acting a fool. They're cutting up. They want to act like they're all that. They got all of this thugism in them. They want to show them that they're different, they're bad, they're all of this. When they don't understand, if they don't get a good education, it is not very far they can go and achieve and accomplish the things that their potential will allow them. And instead of us encouraging and supporting our teachers and those who do our best to train our young people, we let them have their way. He says, wherewith all. That means in every part of your life shall a young man cleanse his way. You might have one part good, but you have another part bad. You need it all good. You can't be happy with one part when there's a dirt that infested part in another area of your life to be right with God. You've got to be right with God all the way. We talk about again how the world is changing. It's changing because the people in the world are changing. And not for the better and not for the good. We're becoming weaker in spiritual things and wiser in worldly things. My brothers and sisters, this word is relevant to all of us today, but especially to our young people. It's difficult to tell the young people things when their own parents won't tell them the right thing. It's difficult to tell them things when they won't allow their teacher to tell them things. It's difficult. You can always tell a church group of people versus a people who come into church that's still in the world. There's a funeral, you can tell by the way they dress, by the way they act, by the way they carry themselves, because they're not used to being in a place of God, a place of holiness, and you can tell the unholiness that's all around them because they've not been trained in the right way. This is one of the words. Listen at the rest of verse 9.
By taking heed thereto according to thy word.
By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Now, this is the way that you cleanse your way. This is the way that a young man cleanses his way, by taking heed. Listen, according to the word of God, not anything else. Anything else can be a partial guide, but the word of God is a total guide. It has everything you need to be the young man, the ultimate man, and the Christian man of God that you ought to be. And all of the instructions, all of the directions, all of the information is found in the word of God. Verse 10,
with my whole heart have I sought thee.
Hold up. With thy what heart?
My whole heart.
With thy whole heart. That means you can't serve God with a half a heart. And yet there are people who do it all the time. And so many times the young folk can't go wrong because they're looking at some of the older folk half-heartedly serving the Lord. Read it again.
With my whole heart.
With my whole heart.
Have I sought thee.
Listen. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Now listen, when you seek God with your whole heart, all the rest